Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by American Express.
Last 2 years not being in the playoffs, it was, it sucked.
Lillard, step back.
What a battle between these two teams. What a terrific start to this best of seven series.
Chisels into the paint, flex it up and in.
Hart takes. Hart tries another three-pointer.
Oh, it's good.
Edwards around the double team. Got a look.
I think everybody here knows that's my favorite player of all time, so that was probably one of the best feelings ever in my whole life.
Oh, it's on, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah, baby.
The playoffs, they are here. Rich, how true is this adage that a series doesn't start until a road team wins?
Oh, it's very, very true.
Well, for the first time in 11 years, the home teams, they swept the first round game ones. They went 8-0. We'll see if that can flip the switch in these game twos. Welcome into NBA Today, presented by American Express. The gang is all here, which means I don't know what's going to happen over the next hour. I just know it is going to be fun. We have a couple of NBA champs, Richard Jefferson, Kendrick Perkins, the lady in pink, the one and only Shanae Agumake, our senior writer Zach Lowe. I'm Malika Andrews. What do you say, guys? Let's start with the defending champs and the Los Angeles Lakers. Game two, it goes down tonight as the Lakers try to get one off of the Nuggets while Denver tries to take a 2-0 series lead. Nikola Jokic, Anthony Davis, they threw haymakers at each other on Saturday night, becoming the first opposing centers to post 30-10-5 since Bill Russell and Wilt Chamberlain in 1962.
That's huge. That's crazy.
That's huge. That's literally huge.
Literally.
The Lakers, they have not beat the Nuggets since December 16th, 2022. The LeBron has played in 8 of those 9 games, and that losing streak is tied for the longest in his career against a single opponent. So I think before the series started, we were all talking and said, okay, we think maybe this can be competitive. It was a competitive sweep, as much as sweeps can be competitive in last year's Western Conference Finals. So, Kendrick, what do the Lakers need to do to make this series the competitiveness that we all foresaw?
I don't know why the name AD comes to my mind. If you want to get technical and call out his government name, Anthony Marshawn Davis.
Oh, we're going middle name.
Junior. It's because I've been seeing the complaints, okay, about AD not winning the Defensive Player of the Year award. And he got a right to gripe, right? He's one of the best defenders in the game, you know, versatile defenders. But he hasn't been that against Jokic. He hasn't been that against the Joker. A guy in the last 9 games that's been averaging 27 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists on 56% shooting. So bad at times that they actually have to put somebody else on him because you cannot stop him.
Well,
so
he's been good in spurts, Perk.
Spurts ain't good enough when you're 0-9.
Jokic went 3 of 8 against Anthony Davis.
But he 0-9. They haven't won since the month of Neverwhere, 2022. So if you want to go out there and you want to show the world that you're the Defensive Player of the Year, or should be the Defensive Player of the Year, the stage is set. The stage is set. This is a team, a player, or whatever, that has said, they're your daddy. They're your daddy.
Vic Lombardi said that.
Huh?
Who's his daddy?
They still part of the same organization.
Well, listen, let's be really honest. If Anthony Davis plays his best basketball, he is an MVP candidate. Well, Jokic consistently plays his best basketball. So even if AD does his best and he goes out there and goes for 35, 15, and 6, for some reason, I just feel like Jokic is going to play better and going to win the game. So to me, it doesn't matter what Anthony Davis is going to do. Jokic is going to be better and win the game. And I'm only basing this off of 9 straight games.
2022? Was that the year you gave?
16th,
the last time the Lakers
did that?
I was a young man in 2022.
Wait, hold on. That was a long time ago.
Look, also, all Anthony Davis has to do is find a way to stop Nikola Jokic.
No one can.
2022.
Thank you.
the evidence is piling up that the Lakers just do not have an answer for Nikola Jokic and do not have an answer for the Denver Nuggets. And they've tried everything. If we go to the tape, they tried Anthony Davis everywhere. The very first possession of the game, Anthony Davis is on Aaron Gordon to be a rover. That's what they want. So what do? They put Aaron Gordon all the way on the left side of the floor and run the pick and roll toward him. Jokic is on the other side. Anthony Davis can't get there. You're done. He can't rove. They know how to space the floor to counter that. It's okay. Well, let's try to put Anthony Davis on Jokic like Perk wants. Well, this is what happens. You got no one on the backside that scares Jamal Murray. Anthony Davis is like, I can't get away from Nikola Jokic. I got to go help. Torian Prince, LeBron James, those guys don't scare Jamal Murray. Here's the exact same play again. Empty side pick and roll. AD on Jokic. Here we go. We'll get to it. They take their time. And here he comes into the middle. And LeBron sees Torian Prince. He's like, Torian Prince can't handle Jamal Murray. There's no back line of defense without AD. I got to help. And Michael Porter Jr. catches kind of a bad pass and makes it three. The bottom line is they have tried every single defense on Nikola Jokic, every guy, every strategy other than playing six dudes, which is illegal, and they have no answers yet. They just got to score more and pray to the basketball gods.
Yes, one of my favorite things, prayer defense. Coach Tari Vanderveer taught me that at Stanford. Sometimes your opponent is so good you can only pray. But the thing that the Lakers can do is not beat themselves. And we've seen them beat themselves and in one. D'Angelo Russell, him going 6-for-20, there was a point where I say, one, D'Lo has to play better, but two, also, they can't have this Nuggets, they can't be able to run into this run of destruction that the Denver Nuggets have.
Yeah.
There'll be a point in a game, any game, whether it's the second quarter or the fourth quarter, where the Nuggets will go 14-2. And they beat themselves because D'Lo had about four shots, missed them all, and then that turned into a shorter quarter, three-quarter court that the Nuggets took advantage of. And then on top of it, you don't close out games because the way that Nikola Jokic, it wasn't the passing, it wasn't the scoring, it was the old boards. It was the hustle. It's finishing plays. You cannot beat yourself if you're the Los Angeles Lakers. And I think in a key pivotal moment, that's exactly what happened. Because otherwise, I mean, you could say that teams can play a great 42 minutes against the Nuggets, but those 6 minutes are what will cause you to lose.
Well, this is the thing. And as much as we want to make this about Jokic and AD, as much as the teams that are around them. And I stand by this. When you talk about, it wasn't that the Lakers don't have an answer for Jokic. Yes, that's true. No one does. That's why he's multi-time MVP and the finals MVP. True. But it's the teammates around him. When KCP goes 4-for-4 in the third quarter.
Right.
When
D'Lo goes cold.
When you have Michael Porter Jr. catching that tough ball, grabbing it and knocking it down. Lakers aren't hitting any of those. So that's when the game broke open. So it's like, if Bron and AD could throw to people that can knock down those type of shots, and that's not to diminish what Jokic do. It just says, hey, boom, they're not as good of a team. The individual matchup is one thing, the team is a whole nother.
Well, it feels like every single thing has to go right for the Los Angeles Lakers if they're going to just get one game. Everything has
just
to go
right.
Just
don't go 1-for-9 from three and be the lone shooter.
And we talk so much about how much D'Lo struggled. Well, Jamal Murray didn't have the greatest shooting night either, but to your point, the team sort of insulated that and they were able to absorb it, and the Nuggets, I don't know, man. I'm starting
to get... They're going to get a game.
Game? Okay.
But it's also who, like, we talk about... You know, we talk about D'Angelo Russell. We talk about Rui, and we're talking about Austin Reeves. You have to have a third star because we know that Michael Porter Jr. now has become the third star. He had 19 powerful points in that game. Somebody has to match that energy, and somebody has to do it and not be afraid when the lights are bright.
And they're going to have to win in Denver,
and that has
a very, very hard place to win.
Nearly impossible. If we were to say a theme, though, for the weekend, Shanae, if we were to put a theme for all of the games, what do we think it is? One, two, three?
Blowouts.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's blowout. Because on Sunday, there was one lead change. One for the first three games. So we earned, right? We earned this Pelicans Thunder game that had 20 lead changes, more than the other seven games of the weekend combined. It went down to the wire in Oklahoma City. And we've had all this talk. The Thunder, they're the youngest one seed in NBA.
That people just hating.
Oh, they're just fun.
And they stay loose.
Well, and on top of it, you can't have the toughest Western Conference with 10 teams over 500 and then say the one team isn't very good. Come on now, people.
Well, the Pelicans, they had every opportunity here with the game tied at 90. Offensive boards have been an issue for the Pelicans, for the Thunder this year.
What were they doing? And this, I was screaming at my television. It's like you had five, six attempts
it was like that
at
was a
it.
Pass.
It's like, look, It was one of those things. Like Vince Lombardi said, look, if we can't get 1 yard, we don't deserve to win a football game. If you can't get a bucket at 6 attempts, you don't deserve it. And look, huge block by Chet. Huge block.
We should shout out, he's the first player since Shaq in 1994 to have a double-double and 5 blocks, but it all came down to this. All tied up at 90 here. Shanae?
This is why a lot of people say he's MVP, because when the game matters most, he knows how to deliver, and he's the model of consistency.
Drives and one
tough
there
bucket
for SGA. So then 11 seconds to go. We need one more look at this. It's just, oh my gosh, it's just so difficult.
It's fired up in there, too.
The Thunder fans are a little nervous,
they
though.
They were barking in there.
Because the Pelicans still have a chance. 11 seconds left.
A 1-4 flat? Come on.
This is coming out of a timeout. CJ loses the ball momentarily.
No.
But shout out the rookie.
No.
And
great defense
there.
Great, outstanding defense. You could have run about 200 more plays.
I couldn't. Any play other
I
than
couldn't.
That.
That's why I don't coach, but no.
Shea had 28.6 rebounds, 4 assists. Well, that's not the only reason. But he really showcased why he's an MVP finalist down the stretch of the game, right? He outscored the Pelicans by himself in that final 3 minutes and 30 seconds of the game, including that deciding bucket. This isn't new to him either, right? This is true to him. Over the last 2 seasons, Shea has made 8 go-ahead buckets in the final 35 seconds of a game that is tied for the most by any player during that span with Trae Young. Still to come on NBA Today. Perk, you wear a watch. What time zone is your watch set to?
Game time.
Bucks, and why they can go deep into the playoffs even without Giannis. We're checking in on Dame Time. And we have the latest on Joel Embiid's status tonight ahead of game 2 against the New York Knicks. Richard, Perk spies something. Oh, we're going to dive into that.
Postseason, I'm watching every day.
Plus, we show you why Anthony Edwards, Shanae, drawing comparisons to Michael Jordan.
You know why? He makes you believe.
He does. Can he continue to be the best player on the floor?
Inject that KD Edwards in my veins.
We discuss. You're watching NBA Today.
Come on, man.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
NBA Today is presented by the powerful backing of American Express.
It's playoff time, but that just means you hear the clock ticking. It is Dame time. It certainly was in Pfizer Forum for game 1 against the Pacers. Remember, no Giannis Antetokounmpo in this one. And the Milwaukee Bucks have struggled against Indiana this season. Zach Lowe, Dame Lillard did not struggle in this first half.
Single-handedly put a stop to that. Some of these shots are just rude, man. Rude disrespect. Dame was on it in this game. And you know who wasn't on it? Tyrese Haliburton. When does it become Tyrese time?
Well, that might have been part of the problem. Remember when Tyrese tapped his watch in the in-season tournament and Dame Lillard said, remember, young fella.
That was bad.
And then he tells the crowd, Dame Lillard wants everyone to remember that this is his time. Elevates. This is vintage Dame that we have all come to expect. And he says, that's why you brought me here, Shanae.
Look, I got goosebumps because we usually get the time in the fourth quarter. Nah, this was early in the game.
Setting the tone.
He was on time, on target, deep into the second quarter, elevates for 3, Perk, gets that one to go.
I mean, that's what he do, taking over. He got all the spacing in the world, got all everything that he needs surrounded by pieces, and once he see one go in, we know what Dame Dollar is going to do.
And guys, when you know your teammate, your superstar is going to be out, he knew mentally what he was walking into, and I think that worked to his advantage.
You might ask, why did we only show you first half highlights? Well, because Dame did all the damage in the first half. The Bucks win 109-94. Lillard had 35 points, 6 of 11 from 3. And Damian Lillard's playoff debut with the Bucks, it was spectacular and one that made history. He scored all 35 in the first half. That's the second most by any player in the first half of a playoff game over the last 25 seasons. Who is the other Chinna Agumake?
Sleepy.
Amen. So Kendrick Perkins, we talked about, ooh, you know, the Pacers, they really have had the Milwaukee Bucks number. You good, Rich?
Who was the other person?
Sleepy Floyd in case
they Floyd, I forgot the Floyd.
Sleepy.
And she's like, amen. I was like,
Sleepy Floyd.
I know. I said Sleepy, and I was like, I should have probably said
we were all trying to figure out the information. Our researchers got it for it.
Sleepy Floyd.
Grumpy Zach, Sleepy Floyd.
But there's no
on time
wharf. But that's what Damian Lillard was in this one. Richard, just the seventh. Just leave.
You try.
Come back when you're ready to be with the adults. You know what I meant. The Seven Dwarves. We're going to move on to the Indiana Pacers, Richard. We talked all season about how, for whatever reason, Indiana has had the Bucks number. Do you think now that you've seen this game won, the Milwaukee Bucks can win without Giannis?
Oh, it ain't convincing me. It's convincing everybody else. I picked the Milwaukee Bucks to win this series solely because I've been saying that Damian Lillard is going to be the best player in the league. I mean, this series, I also was asking, when did the Indiana Pacers become the Denver Nuggets? Because that's how we was treating them for us in this series. When you look at the veterans that are on this team, when you look at Dame, you look at Bobby Portis, you look at Chris Middleton, Brooke Lopez, Patrick Beverley, Pat Connaughton, all these guys have been in the war, in the trenches, in the postseason. When you look at the Pacers side of things, we have some guys, majority of their roster, this is their first time in the postseason. So what are we really talking about?
Like, Stockham, what you
yeah, know. And when the playoffs start, everyone is 0-0. And to top it off, the Milwaukee Bucks have home court advantage. And if anything this past weekend should have tell us anything, home court means a lot. That's why every home court team won.
Huge win. Buys Giannis a little time. Buys the Bucks a little time. And after all that talk, after the game, great game ball dispute of 2023, the Milwaukee Bucks just came out and punched the Pacers in the face. And the Pacers look like a team that was making their postseason debut. And look, Tyrese Halliburton took 7 shots, was totally uninvolved in the game. The Pacers are dead on arrival if that's the Tyrese. Yeah. Whether Giannis plays or not, they are dead on arrival if that's the Tyrese Halliburton that they get for the rest of the series. And he could be and should be much more involved than that.
He was a little bit overwhelmed, right? Dame comes out firing. You're seeing this stuff. And look, Tyrese Halliburton is going to show up. That's the beautiful thing about the 7-game series is that you have a chance to show back up and answer. And there's one thing that I think we agree from the performance over the regular season with the Pacers team and this Bucks team. The Pacers team is going to show up. They believe that they can beat the Bucks team, and that's half the battle. Whether or not they will, we don't know, but they are going to show up. And I think that this series still goes 6 or 7.
Well, they started to show up a little bit in the second half, and so potentially that could be a preview as to what we see from the Pacers in Game 2. Dame Lillard scoring, it certainly had everybody talking, Chinna, but I'm not sure anybody had more fun this weekend than Anthony Edwards. Woo.
Moment of the weekend. The video, John, back and forth with KD and Ant. I mean, I loved it. Now, we're talking about teams playing without their stars. We're giving a lot of kudos to Dame. Give kudos to this guy because he took every assignment, both defensive, getting steals early on in the game, but then also just his offense. Like, he just felt like he wanted to make a statement. He did exactly that.
He said on NBA Today that he knows that going against Devin Booker, who is regarded as one of the best two guards in the league, he can prove that he can actually take that crown. And that's his personal GOAT, Kevin Durant, on the other side. Ooh. And he's cooking. Ooh.
And that's what makes this so satisfying, because you got the KD smiling at him. Watch this. Just tough, handles, change of speed, left hand.
And he's like 6'4 and a half doing that over 6'11, right? Just the
breaks. Back.
Yes, look at that. The breaks, the going across two defenders.
Woo!
Wop.
And that
That's
was it
work.
For me. Pound the chest, talk your ish here for this, because KD knows he helped build up a generation. This is his favorite player, and they're going down to the wire battling. Gotta love it.
The third quarter is really when he caught fire. One more time over Kevin Durant here, Zach.
Night, night. That's it. I mean, what a opening statement from the Timberwolves, who, you know, were 0-3 against Phoenix in the regular season. And Rudy Gobert picking KD, and then bye-bye.
Can we give some love to Rudy Gobert?
Yeah. Yes.
He's out here picking. People talk about most overrated. He's out here picking stuff.
Let's take a listen to Anthony Edwards. Oh, we're going to wait till we hear from Anthony Edwards. We thought we were, but we showed you so much goodness from him, then we'll just talk about him instead.
We heard a lot. We heard a lot from Anthony Edwards.
We heard a lot from him on the floor over the weekend. What did you see from him?
I'm going to be the nerd guy, okay? So, Ant, unbelievable. Talking trash, hitting threes. A little thing that I liked, even when he was an inferno, even when he was single-handedly burying the Suns late in the third quarter, he kept his teammates in mind. Just simple little pass. You're going to blitz me, Drew. You make sure you're going to put two on me. I'm just going to keep the machine moving. We're going to get great shots. Everyone's going to feel involved. That's a miss, but that's good offense. That's a healthy team. Same thing here. You're going to blitz me? Let me read the situation. Let me see what's going to – here comes another guy. Boom, get off of it. And they continue to get good offense from there. Again, these are misses. I think Naz Reid misses. That's a great shot. You know what? On a lot of these kinds of plays, the ball will come back to Anthony Edwards in better position than he gives it up. But this is just simple basketball. Even this is all from late in the third quarter when he's rolling. He could take hero shot after hero shot, and he didn't. And that is apex Anthony Edwards. That's an MVP candidate. That's a guy who can take this team a long, long way.
I'm getting so happy because
are
you? You talk about, you can tell, right? You talk about that being simple basketball. When we go into playoff series and we try to forecast who will win, the first question we say is who's going to be the best player on the floor? When it comes to Anthony Edwards, it might be the first time where I say I don't really care if he's the best player on the floor, because what does he bring? His competitiveness is contagious. He gives you moments. He inspires his teammates to play hard no matter what the score is and no matter what the situation. This is a star in our eyes, just continuing to grow in front of everyone, and he shows passion. We're talking about a weekend of blowouts. This was the highlight, and it wasn't necessarily his scoring. It was him playing with passion. To me, this is the face of the future of the NBA, and like, it's done in a healthy way. Yeah. You can talk your ish and you can back it up.
He's only 22. A certain player who is regarded as maybe one of the greatest to ever do it placed a phone call into the studio this weekend and said to the great Michael Wilbon, to the great Stephen A. Smith, you know what? I like this kid, and maybe some of the comparisons, they're not all that far off. What do you see in this perk?
Everything and more. 89 Mike, but it's his leadership for me, right? And can he be the best player in any series? Hell yeah, he can. Can he be the future face of the NBA? Hell yeah, he can. Some people got, you know, in their feelings because I said I never played with a young leader like that. You brought up the word contagious. It is contagious. When you're watching his emotions, his intensity, his tenacity, and it rubs off on Carl Anthony Towns, while I'm watching him slide his puppies guarding Kevin Durant, when it rubs off on Rudy Gobert, and I'm watching him slide his puppies on Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is going to make tough shots. We get that. But the fact of the matter is they're putting forth the effort. Donovan Mitchell couldn't dig that out of Rudy. Jimmy Butler couldn't dig that out of Carl Anthony Towns. So when I see the energy that this young man is playing with, I mean, it's a perfect – people say they haven't been this relevant since Kevin Garnett. But guess what? The personalities match.
Well, they are on a collision course with the Denver Nuggets if they are, in fact, able to get out of this first round. And I have a feeling Kevin Durant may have a little something to say about that. Up next, we've got the very latest on Joel Embiid's health and why Perk spies a big problem with this version of the reigning MVP. Plus, in an effort to, you know, recover from the wild weekend of Game 1s, we've compiled the best of everything. Who needs coffee? Because we've got top of the top of the weekend coming up. And what team can win a series without their star player, Richard? We debate.
Don't go to him.
We're star less.
Don't go to him.
Who is the best? I know.
Dude. Don't go to him.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Welcome to a Saturday in New York City. Shot clock at 4. Brunson sidestep. 3-pointer. Got it. Foul with no limit. Joel Embiid off the backboard, but he's holding on to that left knee. Shot clock at 4. Hart takes. Hart tries another 3-pointer. Oh, it's good. Knicks hold on and take game one.
Let's go, Knicks. Let's go, Knicks.
Welcome back to NBA Today, presented by American Express.
A massive game two in the Garden tonight between the Knicks and the 76ers. There's still some questions, right, about how Joel Embiid is going to look after that injury scare in game one. It was an unbelievable play from Joel. He went up, threw the ball off the backboard to himself, but then you can see he lands his left leg. He crumples to the ground in pain. He left the game, but he did return in the second half. He had a huge impact, though, right, for the 76ers. He told our Lisa Salters he came into the game at like 70-80% health, but he played 36 minutes, and the Sixers had a plus 14 in those minutes. But when he was off the court, they were outscored by 21 points. And that is when Big Perk spied something.
I'm Kendrick Perkins, better known as Big Perk, and nothing gets past me.
Freeze!
Just when you thought it did get past me, there I am. I spy a problem. I spy it all. Carry the hell on.
Never gets old.
It's the best part of the NBA season, the playoffs. One, you get to see me, this 6'10 version, 300-pound version of Maurice Chestnut. But it's playoff basketball, okay? And look, I'm watching everything, especially my two favorite players, Big Body Brunson and Joel Embiid. I saw something. I got my eyes on the game. And it's the big fella, Joel Embiid. This the first half. Now, some can say he should be on the floor. I think different, but he's still dominant. And one posting up Isaiah Hartenstein doing his work. This is where he's so gifted, getting into his bag. I think this could have been a dunk of the season right here. But what happened? This is his first dunk since returning from injury, and he goes down. I don't want to make eye contact with him because I get crazy. In the first half, he had 18 points.
What?
Second half, he had 11 points. He was 2-for-11 in the second half. And look at the average distance. He started stretching out a little bit more. You know why? Because he can't move. And when I think about Joel Embiid and I'm watching this game, take a look at these clips in the second half. Right here, just settling for the three-point shot. He had the lane. He could have made a move, and it was way off. And you could see him favoring this knee. Right? Look right here. He wants Tyrese Maxey to come get the ball, but he can't get it to him. What does he have to do? He have to settle with a great contest by Mitchell Robinson. This is even more staggering. Yes, at my size and my weight, I probably could beat him in running right now. 3 miles per hour sprint
Damn
speed
lie.
In game one versus the Knicks. Slowest in Embiid any game this season. He has been the slowest player in the league since returning from injury. It's just not a good sign. It's maybe a great sign for the Knicks. Again, I'm the one that's been lobbying for him to sit out. But since he's playing, damn it, I applaud him for even being out there.
What's your mile time,
Perk? I want to see you sprint, Perk, like from here to there.
Don't
I was
test
just going,
me.
I was just going.
Don't
I
test me. Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something real quick.
I can't wait.
I was with the Pelicans. One of the trainers, they tried to call me out on racing, right? I betted him $1,500. His $1,500 to my $10,000, and we set up a race 2 weeks, and I smoked him. And everybody's like, oh, Perk, let him off the hook. He don't make him pay. I was like, hell nah, you shouldn't have came messing with him.
£200.
It don't matter. It don't matter. You don't lose it. I'm an athlete.
All right. We all know we're going to be watching whenever this race goes down. We're also going to have an eye on Joel Embiid. But outside of that, Shanae, what do you have your eye on in this one?
Look, I think the battle of the boards is important. The graphic that you showed to me said everything, because the minutes that he's on the floor, they can win. They have a chance in the series, but they have no answer for when he's off of the floor, particularly going up against the Knicks, who had 55-33 was a rebounding advantage plus 20. That is what they do. To me, overall, you go into a series, and the reason why I'm heavy on the Knicks moving forward is, yes, he may not be 100% Joel Embiid, but the Knicks, you know, you walk in there and you say, all right, let's let these guys beat us. Not Jalen Brunson, right? Not Dante DiVincenzo, who they didn't shoot the ball well. Well, Deuce McBride showed up.
Right.
Mitchell Robinson showed up. So now you go into a game, too, where those guys that you don't want to give confidence to, they have that confidence. I actually learned this from Perk earlier, listening to him on First Take today. That was an excellent point. So it feels like even when you feel like you should have an advantage, you gave confidence to the wrong people. And you know that Jalen Brunson's not going to shoot the ball as poorly as he did before.
The other concern for the Philadelphia 76ers is that Tyrese Maxey is listed as questionable with an illness. He wasn't at shoot-around this morning, Zach.
They need all hands on deck. Hopefully you can give it a go, because I'll tell you what, the Knicks ain't stopping for anybody. No. They just come at you and they hit and they hit and they hit. And if you don't have everybody and if you don't bring it 100%, they're just going to get every rebound and shove it down your throat.
No, but again, I still saw a collective team effort, right? You mentioned McBride and Josh Hart. Josh Hart, we talked up here. When they traded for Josh Hart, we set up on this show and said they got an adult in that room. He is one of those players that every championship team wants, because he has always shown the ability to show a high level of competitiveness, showing up in the moment, doing all the little things. It might be charges, might be, but him, DiVincenzo, they have been one of the big reasons why they were able to hold on with all of the injuries to OG and to Julius Randle. Josh Hart all of a sudden started getting triple doubles and double doubles. He just showed up, and in this moment, knocking down big three after big three, that was a difference.
And if you see that clip right there, that is the strategy. You're going to say, let him beat us from the outside. Yeah. Let's see.
But stop. Everybody in this playoffs, all the NBA fans out there, stop looking at the names on the back of the jersey. And on the front of the start looking at the names on the front of the jersey, because now you're going to learn something new about people that you don't know a damn thing about, because you probably haven't been watching the game of basketball.
I just know the New York Knicks, Jalen Brunson, Dante DiVincenzo, to your point, Shanae, I don't think they're going to combine for 11 of 36 from the field again. So was that one of the 76ers' best chances? We shall see. All right, coming up, we're going to reveal the very best of the opening weekend of the playoffs. Ooh. The emotions, the creativity, top plays. There's one player that appears more than once in our highlights, Richard. Can you even guess who it is?
No, I have no idea.
I bet he doesn't play for the Magic.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
I need a bucket.
Bucket? I'm a walking bucket.
Kelsey Plum.
I got clutch buckets.
No.
I got deep buckets.
No.
Easy buckets.
Girl.
I got it. You want a floater?
Splash! Splash. I need a bucket.
Oh, you don't need me. You need, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Ooh, State Farm can help with this. Just file a claim on the app or give us a call.
I get buckets and assists.
The NBA on ESPN, presented by State Farm.
Yes, there's nothing like playoff basketball, so let's check out the best from the opening weekend with a little Top of the Top presented by PetSmart. First up, top clockwork. You know this has to start with Dame time.
Come on. Oh, TJ, that's not your fault. You did your best, McConnell. Bear down. Well, but unfortunately, that's why he's there.
It's literally the reason that he's here. LeBron James.
That was crazy.
Year 21.
Right before the half, right?
Felt like a big shot. I kind of forgot that it happened.
Well, that's because the second half, they're defending champs in the third quarter. And then this is what you've been asking for, Perk. A little more heart.
Not the man you want. He's the man you need.
It's not the one that you miss. It's the one you don't take.
Let's go ahead to the top steal and slams here. Donovan Mitchell.
Oh, that is nice little two-foot lane.
And he hit a pocket on the ground.
Don't call him Spider for nothing.
Oh, Rudy.
Yeah, Rudy.
Rudy go move in there.
Puppy. You, Rudy.
Overrated. He up there picking KD's pockets.
We don't need to perpetuate that.
I just love that he says cookies out loud.
It's perpetuating now. It's just stupidity.
Aaron Gordon.
Hey, Richard.
Jokic had multiple dunks in this game.
Ooh. I don't think he elevated quite the same way, though.
That was kind of
emotion.
Well, because we saw some good reactions.
Oh,
I love this.
What up, Ma? There we go.
Ah.
Ron got caught.
Was that it, Malika?
That's what I imagine it to be. James Harden.
So Ant's the one that has twice in this. I know.
Does this remind you of the Thunder days, Perk?
A little bit. They didn't have that cut. That's something that.
And put some respect on that name.
Hey, them passes done themselves.
Put some respect on his name.
Oh, this is it.
Both of them.
This is the best. We're going to be seeing this for years and years.
Oh, man.
The fact that he said 15 more to
just
go.
Just back and forth. And then lastly, this is some top creativity. It is a highlight. I know he came down awkwardly. I know this was a tough moment for him.
No, this is a highlight. Tell OG. Look at OG. OG.
Hands first dunk. Back in his style.
Wait, how much Minnesota spent on their front court? They should have spent more.
Sixth man of the year.
Yes.
All right. Now,
what a transition.
Our staff declared those the best plays of the weekend, nothing has delighted us or really delighted Zach Lowe more than us bringing back this photo from when you were teaching and also coaching the debate team, right, in high school?
I would use coaching very loosely.
Okay,
yeah, so would I.
I was scheduling the buses.
We're going to try to recreate it here with a little bit of Zach Lowe's debate. Another school is in session. We have Team Texas over here.
Let's go!
Team
Cali. Team Texas versus Team Cali.
Yeah.
Zach, school's in session.
Look at that guy. That guy's not.
What is that team right there?
That guy's not messing around.
All right.
Okay. That guy wasn't single.
So here's how this is going to work really quick.
Ladies is loving him.
Versus me and Richard. Zach, you're going to steer us.
Okay.
Help us all.
Topic number one. Let's try and keep it in order. Topic number one. I'm going to let you guys go first.
Obviously.
Okay.
You guys can go first because we're wearing matching hats. The home teams. Undefeated. So far, what team has the best chance to bounce back? What team that's down 1-0 has the best chance to bounce back in game two? Go.
All right. I think the Suns have the best chance to bounce back in game two. Believe in me, Richard.
I believe in you. Keep going.
They were 3-0 during the regular season against the Minnesota Timberwolves, right? Is Devin Booker going to really go 5-for-16 in a game again? He has had shots fired. Anthony Edwards is coming for his crown. We know that he is competitive. He is evoking Kobe. There is no way that they are going to let that happen again in a game two. And you were the one who said it. You said that whoever lost in game one has the advantage.
They have the advantage.
There's no one who knows that more than the champions that reside, like Kevin Durant and Phoenix.
Rebuttal. I'm going with the Dallas Mavericks, okay? Luka and Kyrie, that duo, they will not score 8 points like they did to start the game. And obviously, we know that Derek Lively and Gafford, they got to play better. Do I expect Zubac to be Shaq putting up 20 and 10 again? Hell no. I expect this team to come out with a little bit more tenacity, a little bit more effort. They will do it. Luka is going to dominate this game. Again, Zach, Luka is the most dominant player.
Rebuttal?
You took time.
No rebuttal.
What?
You get no rebuttal. I have deliberated. I have talked to my elders for advice. You win. The answer is the Dallas Mavericks because we don't know about Kawhi Leonard's availability. And using Richard Jefferson's logic to back your argument, minus a million points, you lose. Topic number two.
What I'm talking about, bruh.
We have a bunch of teams that are with, that's what I said. We have a bunch of teams that are without their star players. You know, Zion, Kawhi, Giannis, on and on. Which team of those missing, there they are right there on the screen. Which, oh, poor Miami. Don't say Miami. Word of advice, don't say Miami. Which team of those teams has the best chance to win their playoff series? You guys get to go first.
I'm going to go with the Bucks because what we witnessed was the reason why Dame Lillard, he said, this is why I'm here. Now, they're going up against a team that honestly probably played the most demoralized. And overall, getting not just Dame's contributions, 35 points in the first half, but also Chris Middleton, who has been this guy's X factor on top of Bobby, being the model of consistency. But more importantly, the hardest thing that the Bucks have had to try to do recently under Doc Rivers, play defense, kept them under 100. They can do that going forward.
I moved to strike the last 5 seconds for the record.
Never.
There is only one correct answer, and the correct answer is the Dallas Mavericks. And what?
Oh, you don't. You canceled. Canceled. Richard.
I'm joking. Canceled. Come relax. No. My thing is this. The Dallas Mavericks are going to lose to Los Angeles Clippers, and let me explain why. The Clippers have the best chance out of everybody. First of all, they've already won the game. They already won game one. They have home court. And on top of it.
I would kick you off my own debate team. You win again.
Yes.
Topic number three.
What's number three?
Very simple. Maybe I'll let you guys go first. You have a chance to redeem yourself.
Okay.
Which team of presumably the 8 teams that won game one looked the most like a championship-worthy team? Please do better.
Okay, Denver Nuggets.
You still have to explain your answer. 23 seconds, go.
Okay, Denver Nuggets. This is what I think. First of all,
it might be better if
first of all, the Denver Nuggets were down a little early. Lakers were playing well, and all they did is they did what champions do. They walked them down. And then the execution in the fourth quarter was unstoppable. They were playing like a championship team. If you want to say the Boston Celtics, they got out to a great start, and then they did what the Boston Celtics did. They made it ugly, and they made it goofy in the fourth quarter. The Denver Nuggets got better in the fourth, as champions do.
We got sleepy. We got goofy. We got a lot of stuff going on.
Your rebuttal.
We also had stuttering. I'm going with the Boston Celtics. And look, this is why. We saw Kristaps Porzingis stretching the floor, anchoring the defense. We saw Jason Tatum, in my opinion, with a triple-double, play his best basketball game. I saw growth, Zach. They was trapping him. He was making the right decisions. We know what this team is capable of doing. Hauser, Pritchard came off the bench, knocking down three-point shots. And I know it's a depleted Miami Heat team, but they're still well coached by Eric Spoelstra.
They were still on the floor with a mess.
And they did have the largest win of
the I'm gonna tell you. You already won the first two, so you've clinched victory anyway. So I'm just gonna charitably give that one to
them. There we go.
Because the Heat are drawn down in this series. Okay, final topic. You guys win. Final topic. Richard, I will cede the floor to you because I've heard the internet is once again being mean to you about something that you said. And I'm a generous debate coach. I want you to be able to defend yourself.
I don't even need to defend myself. First of all, some things are coming from a space of intelligence.
What did you say? Why is the internet mad at you?
Do we have a clip? Let's listen to it.
All right, let's take a listen.
Dallas Mavericks did a very good job of battling back into this game, building some confidence going into the next game. The one thing about these 7-game series, the team that loses has the advantage because they are going to come back and they're going to make adjustments.
The funniest thing about this is that while I respect some people, not a lot, the fact that everyone didn't know this, I'm getting texts from people around the NBA seeing my name go viral on Twitter, so let me explain it to you very quickly. The team that loses, they might change their starting lineup. They might change how they do their rotations. They might change a whole bunch of things, their coverages. The team that wins doesn't change much. They might tweak some things, but they're not going to change what works. So the team is going to go. Now, they have 36 hours. They'll have a practice. They'll have a shoot-around. So they're going to tweak all of these things. Then they're going to come into the game, and this team has to adjust in real time to something that another team has been prepping for 36 hours. So you don't have to reveal your starting lineups till I think 45 minutes before the game. So now all of a sudden, if there's a change in the starting lineup, one team now has to make those adjustments. That's the strategic advantage you get from the loss. You're not trying to lose a game.
And you know what's crazy about this? That a guy that played in 140 playoff games, 4 NBA Finals appearances in the NBA Championship, one of the greatest NBA championships that ever took place, have to come on here and actually explain to idiots. And so instead of y'all like embracing
this knowledge from a guy that actually went through it. Y'all actually a Hold on. Be quiet. This is one of the few times that I ever defend you, okay? Instead of embracing it and soaking it in like a sponge, you question a man.
It's just true. Well, ask any NBA player.
Y'all stood on business. That's what we're doing next. So to come on NBA Today, find out which player needs to stand on business most as NBA Today rolls on.
We won, H-Town, baby.
So it's 1-1 now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
NBA Today is presented by the powerful backing of American Express and in part by the new series Secrets of the Octopus, now streaming on Hulu and Disney Plus.
We've got three game twos on the slate tonight.
It's
time for Setting the Pick, brought to you by ESPN Bet, the official sportsbook of ESPN. The Magic, Richard, they're down 1-0 to the Cavaliers. Who you got in game two?
I don't care, but I love this series. This is a series that everyone should be watching. Jamal Mosley, J.B. Bickerstaff, you have young stars on both sides. I don't care about the pick'em. I just care that you guys watch this game. This is a really good series.
You're opting out?
No, I'm going to say the Magic is going to win game two, so I can prove my series about adjustments.
Okay, there we go. All right, how about the 76ers and the New York Knicks? Embiid, Maxey, both questionable for this one. Shanae, who you rolling with?
And that's a wrap, folks. Here in the questionabilities. Go New York, go New York, go. I have a feeling it's New York, their time. It's their stars that are going to bounce back in a bigger way. Jalen Brunson, DiVincenzo. They already got confidence from their supporting cast. And there's my camera. Thank you, Director Jill.
Finally, the Lakers, they're down 0-1. They're going to try to steal one in Denver, Zach. I'm sure we got your camera, right, too. Who you got?
All right.
Yeah, where's my camera? I want to Denver.
That got all the season.
All right, that's who we have. The question is, who are you picking? Download the ESPN Bet app to get started. Ew. There's Perk. New customers receive $100 in bonus bets once they place their first sportsbook bet with ESPN Bet. So all those guys, they're going to need to stand on business, right?
Yeah. You remember when I walked in here today? You remember what I told you what our MO is today? We standing on business. We standing on business. We still standing on business. Richard, you're not a part of this because damn it, I'm standing on business even more. Bam!
All right, we have three game twos. Perk, who needs to stand on business tonight?
D'Angelo Russell. He got to stand on business. 6-for-20. After the game, his post-game comments, you know, his confidence level is at an all-time high. He's been horrible against the Denver Nuggets. He was benched last year in the postseason against the Denver Nuggets. What is it with D'Angelo Russell when the lights hit the ice? Damn it, if the Lakers are going to make any noise or win a game in this series, D'Angelo Russell got to stand on business tonight.
For the Lakers, everybody. My answer is everybody. Everybody needs to stand on business. You're going to win a game in Denver. You need everybody. Eight in a row.
To do what?
Stand on business.
He nailed it.
Nailed it. Rich?
Who I got to stand on business? Look, I just think the Knicks got to be greedy. In my opinion, I think they got to stand on business.
What are you talking about, though?
No, we talk about all of these three teams in these game twos. That's what I'm talking about. I'm picking a different team. We already talked about the Lakers. Anyways, they about to lose. I'm talking about the Knicks. The Knicks got to be greedy. The Knicks, if you want to prove that you're one of the best teams, you're one of the most dominant teams, you can put a team on the ropes, go up 2-0. That's my opinion.
I mean, if you just said they about to lose, they better all stand on business. So I'm going with the Lakers and the entire squad and their mamas and their daddies and everybody got to stand on business to go up against Jokic.
Wow, the
and
parents. Nuggets.
Yeah, parents.
I wear way better than that.
Way better.
NFL Live is next.
Orlovsky!